The halachas in Parshas Re'eh open with a contrast. Much of Re'eh is about Avodah Zarah. The Torah opens Perek Yud Beis by instructing us the mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah items, Avodah Zarah nomenclature, particularly in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Torah says, by contrast, Lo sasim kein Hashem lokeichem. You're absolutely not going to do that for Ribbono Shalom. Instead, what? So now when Torah says, instead, you're going to bring Karbanos and Beis HaMikdash rather than focusing on Avodah Zarah. And Rashi goes on to explain, Lo sasim kein Hashem lokeichem. While there's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah and a mitzvah to get rid of Avodah Zarah nomenclature, the opposite is true for Ribbono Shalom. It's an Iser for a Jew to destroy a Beis HaMikdash, and even an Iser for a Jew to destroy Shem Hashem. The Iser of Mechikas Hashem. All sorts of fascinating, unusual type of shailas come up in the world of Mechikas Hashem. Poskim sometimes discuss what would you do if there was if a Jew had Shem Hashem, a Jew was in a process of return at some point, you know, had Shem Hashem tattooed onto his skin. Could you get rid of that? If so, how? Right? Or someone wrote Shem Hashem on a chalkboard or on a whiteboard. So how do you handle that? A lot of unusual situations of Mechikas Hashem. I want to briefly share with you one, which is particularly naughty and particularly sort of raises all sorts of interesting things to think about, which is, what would you do? Often Sofrim deal with Mechikas Hashem issues when they're trying to fix a Sefer Torah. But what would you do? You don't have to be a Sofer for the following to occur. Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses one of the later volumes of Igros Moshe. In the old-time shuls where they often had a candelabrum on top of the bima in order to provide light for laning. So what do you do if you have a drop of wax falls on the Sefer Torah and it falls on Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei, splat. A drop of wax falls on Shem Hashem. So to peel it off is very complicated. If you don't know what you're doing, to peel it off, you may inadvertently end up rubbing off Shem Hashem. One version of the Shaila is any word, falls on any word, but on Shabbos, and you worry if you peel it off, you may be involved in Mechika. But any day of the week, if it falls on Shem Hashem, so that sounds like you're stuck. So where does that leave you? So the words are still there underneath the wax, you just can't read them. So if you're laning any other part of the Sefer Torah, it's fine, it's a kosher Sefer Torah, it's not missing letters, it hasn't been erased, it hasn't been cut off. So to read any other part of Sefer Torah is fine. The problem is, what happens when you get to that column? If you need to lane that column, so one of the basic rules of Kriyas HaTorah is that it has to be Toch HaKsav. I mean, the Baal Kori has to look at the word in the Sefer Torah as he's reading. Even if he knows Baal Peh, he needs to read it within. So here's a word that's covered over, so it sounds like you have no option. Because on the one hand, to remove the wax from Yud Kei Vav Kei, so you run the risk of Mechikas Hashem. On the other hand, if you're not going to remove it, so you don't see Shem Hashem. So Moshe Feinstein points out, sounds like a dilemma, sounds like an unsolvable problem, but he points out that there may be a solution. And in fact, the Brisker Rav doesn't talk about Moshe Feinstein Shaila. Rashach wants to point out the Brisker Rav seems to raise a similar issue. It points out time doesn't allow us to get into the full breadth of the Brisker Rav's application, but he raises a fascinating question about Shem Hashem in general. Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we know the Torah tells in Parsha Shmos, we always pronounce it as Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that it's a kriyuksiv? The Torah is telling me, Zeh Shemila Olam Vezeh Zechrila Dar Dar. Torah, because Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is my name, but it's Le'alem. You're going to hide that. You're always going to pronounce it in a different way. What does that mean? Does that mean it's a kriyuksiv? Every time it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, we read it as a different word? Or no, this is another, here's a word in Hebrew that has a non-phonetic pronunciation. The way to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei for most people is Ado. Well, why does it matter? It sounds abstract. Well, it matters for this. In other words, if it's kriyuksiv, if one word is written in the Chumash and we're pronouncing a different word, there's no point in looking in the Torah anyways, because that's not the words written there, so you're fine. If Aleph Dal Nun Yud is the way we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, you need to read it in Toch HaKsav. It's covered with wax. you're stuck. But if it's a kriya ksev, so then we're safe. Is this the same name or two different names? What that may touch on is something that the Vilna Gaon raises in Siman Hei Baruch Chaim. So I was thinking about the relationship between those two meanings. I'll leave you with this. Yud Kei Vav Kei and Alf Dav Nun Yud sort of refer to two different aspects of what we perceive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei is HaYehovah Yih. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, is, and will be. He's beyond time. He transcends the universe. He's transcendent. He's out there. He's way beyond us. Alf Dav Nun Yud is the language of Adnus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon HaOlam. He's the master universe, that he runs the world. So it captures those two names, sort of capture, and on the one hand, we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being way beyond us, that he's transcendent. And at the same time, we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being involved with our lives, that he's involved with the universe, he's involved with us, and he's imminent. And a part of the Torah is sensitizing us to treating even the writing of Hashem's name with respect and with extraordinary care, not chalila to violate Mechikas Hashem. And the positive flip side, again, is what that Shiloh got us to think about, is to recognize that the care we take with the physical writing of Shem Hashem is meant to heighten our sensitivity to our respect through Bo Shalom and our recognition that the eternal Borei Olam is at the same time involved in a very personal way. Adon HaOlam, he's involved with us.